Thank you for listening to today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about our church and our ministry, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org. We pray that you were both blessed and encouraged by today's message.
My name is Kristen DiArpa. Like you said, my last name, DiArpa, means of the harp in Italian. Ooh, very cool. I'll have to find a way to keep it when I get married someday. You know, God's stirring something in the earth today. He's stirring a new renaissance in the earth today. Back in the day, the original renaissance, many of us know about from history, the artisans were paid to put on display the glory of God. They were creators, they were mathematicians, they were scientists, they were artists. And God's never stopped being the creator. He's never stopped being able to create. He's just awakening our awareness of what he's doing and what he's stirring. And he's always speaking, and, you know, sometimes God would rather give an idea to people who actually don't know him than to people who do and are going to make it religious and put it in a box. And so there's all kinds of movements that have been released on the earth, actually, and people who aren't believers have caught on to them. And the church has sometimes been kind of off in our own little world doing something different, you know, like, I don't know, rock and roll or different moves in musics that came and just entire culture shifts that came. But now what's happening is we as the church, we got ears to hear the winds and then the shifts that God's doing. And we don't have a religious spirit on us. And we're being open just to receive those downloads from the Lord. So we're going to start out today. We're actually going to watch a little video. We're going to cue that up here. This is a band, an Icelandic band. Now, if there's any youth or anybody hanging out in the hallways out there who aren't in here, if somebody could tell them we're watching a music video, maybe they'll come in. They're probably all in here. So these guys, this video we're going to watch, these guys don't know the Lord, I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't recommend really probably any of their other videos, but this one I think is good. And it's just, it's a picture of as we be us, as you be you. You be the only you can be. Be who God made you to be. And follow the call that he's got on your life. That's contagious. Other people are going to follow that. And then he's just bringing us to a whole new level. He's bringing us to a whole new shift and a whole new place. And I'll toss a scripture reference out here to make things legal. Exodus 31 and Exodus 36 talk about Aholiab and Bezalel, who are some of the skilled artists that God gave insight to create things on earth that were actually in heaven. So this band, they're very kingdom, and they're hearing a sound of heaven, I believe, and I believe in their releasing it. Picture's worth a thousand words. So I just want to submit this to you. We're just going to sit and watch this, and I want you to just view this video as if you're this boy, as if you're these kids on this journey, and just see what your my life might look like if you were on this journey too. Does that sound all right? All right, let's watch. Thank you. What do you guys think? Does that make anybody a little bit nervous at the end there? All right, well, I just want to pray for a minute. Papa God, Lord, I just thank you, God, for what you're stirring in this place. God, I thank you for the living waters, God, that you're just stirring up the waters, Lord, just like at the Pool of Bethesda. You brought the angels to stir the waters, and then people came in, and they were healed. God, I thank you that this is a place of healing, that this is a place of stirring, this is a place of releasing, God. I thank you for the creativity that you've been releasing here in this place, you are releasing in this place, God, the openness of the depths, God, to put roots downward, to spring forth upward, God, and the shift that you're bringing in this city. So Holy Spirit, would you just come and just have your way? I say come, you're already here. Thanks that you're here. Just weave things together, Lord, as only you can do. And just mess us up, Lord, in whatever way you want to mess us up, and keep us together in whatever way you want to keep us together. Amen. So I wanted to just kind of jar our hearts a little bit with this video, to just say, what does that look like to live fully abandoned for the Lord, to that place where we are on that journey, we're being who he's called us to be? And then, you know, there's even sometimes some good things you let go, and then you run and you leap off the edge, and you know that you're going to be able to fly, and he's going to be able to catch you, and it's going to be all right. And there's, in this Renaissance move, in this the creative thing that God's doing, it's we're all involved in this, because God's creator, we're his kids, we're made in his image. So each one of us is a part of just the stirring in the waters that God's doing on the earth today. And as I prayed about what to kind of go after this morning, I felt like the word that I felt like has to do with having a childlike faith in the context of the Elijah-Elisha generation, and what it means for the hearts of the children to be turned to the fathers, and the hearts of the fathers to be turned to the children. And that's the place that this move that God's birthing is going to be sustained from generation to generation. So the context of the new Renaissance in the context of family. You know, we saw the kids there. You know, we need the parents. We need the adults that are in there with that. And so I'm just going to share with us, just talk a little bit about Elijah and Elisha, and then we're going to have some interactive fun times. And later on, we'll have a time for the artists, and we got a dancer and some folks. We're going to kind of have a little creative free-for-all time at the end. I'm just going to read a few passages of Scripture for us. 1 Kings chapter 19. Kings is before Chronicles. 19 through 21, it talks about how Elijah went to Elisha, and it says, Elijah passed by him, he threw his mantle on him. And then Elisha says, he left the ox and ran after Elijah. He said, let me kiss my mother and father, and then I'll follow you. And he said, go back again, for what have I done to you? Elisha turned back from him, took the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them, boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment, gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Flip over a couple pages, 2 Kings 2, chapter 2. And I talk kind of fast, guys, so sorry if I do, and if you don't want to speed through your Bible and keep up, you can just listen. That's allowed. 1 Kings 2, verse 1 said, the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven in a whirlwind, and then Elijah went with Elijah to Gilgal. And he's talking about the Lord's going to take Elijah away, and he keeps saying, hey, Elisha, chill here. And Elisha's like, no, I don't want to. I want to follow you. And so he keeps staying right on his heels till we get to verse 7, and it talks about they went to the Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water. It was divided this way and that. So the two of them crossed onto dry ground. And when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I may do for you before I'm taken away. Elisha said, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, when you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be done for you. But if not, it will not be done. It happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it. He cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. And our last passage, many of you may be familiar with this. I'll just read it to you quick from Malachi chapter 4. It says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." And, you know, I think one thing we've dealt with in the area of creativity in the arts and any kind of new thing that the Lord's doing, in the world, we see a lot of rebellion. We see a lot of kids saying, "I don't like the way things have been done before, and I'm going to separate myself, orphan myself from the previous generation, and I'm going to go and I'm going to do something different." But what will it look like for us as a family as we come together with mothers and fathers to embrace the new thing that God's doing? In the story of Elijah and Elisha, Elijah, he knew what he carried. He knew he had a mantle. He knew he had something that was on his life. So my question one for us is, do we know what we carry? Do we know what's on our lives? And as he knew what he had, he was looking for somebody to release that onto. And the Lord prompted him to go to Elisha. He threw his mantle on him. And then there was a time where they walked together before Elijah was taken, and Elisha fully stepped in to that mantle. So we see in their lives there's this process of saying, "I have something, I have value, I know what I have. I'm looking for those in the younger generation. I'm looking." And when we talk about family, spiritual mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, it's not necessarily about age, and it's not necessarily about gender. It's just the concept, sons, fathers, in a family setting, if that makes sense. So Elijah's owning what he has. He's looking for somebody to release it to. He releases it to this guy, and then he journeys with him for a while before he fully releases him into that journey. Now, Elisha, this guy comes upon him one day, just throws his mantle on him, and he has a choice to make. Is he gonna follow him? Is he gonna stay where he is? And he chooses to basically cut himself off from the dreams and the plans that he had in his heart, in his life, which was his yoke, his oxen, he had his business, his life was going good. Now something else came his way. He killed all the stuff and went and followed Elisha, sacrificed what he had going on, and spent a period of time serving him. It says he became his servant. And then by the time we get to 2 Kings 2, when Elijah's being taken up, he says, "My father, my father." And so we see there's kind of like a transition process that's happening. He starts as a servant, but then over time, he becomes a son. And it's interesting, in Hebrews, it talks about, though Jesus was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And in Galatians 4, it says the child, even though they're an heir, as long as they're a child, they're no different than a slave. They're kept under guardians. They're kept under stewards, and they're kept under the law until the time appointed by the Father where they step in to sonship. And so this is a season with the string of creativity God's doing on the earth. It's a time for us to step into sonship, and it's a time for us to step into fathership, mothership, daughtership. In Scripture, it tends to be more sons and fathers, and that kind of includes both. And I want to just stir that up in our hearts today to say, what does that look like for me to own what's on my life? What does that look like for me to release that to those in the next generation? And younger people, what does that look like for us to receive that from those who've gone before us? You know, my pastor, he says, "Young people, you don't have a right to have a dream that doesn't have a daddy." Like, if you got a dream, you got a vision, you want to go for something, that's great. But you have to have covering, and you have to have somebody that's walking with you in that. Because if you say, "I've got this from God, I'm going to go do my own thing," and you go as an orphan, that's not going to last. And that's not going to be sustainable. And so we have to posture our hearts in a position towards each other as family. And that's what you're talking about today in community. And what does that look like to lay down everything that we have, like the book of Acts, where they came together and they just gave and they just poured out so that the needs of the body could be met? And what does that look like for us to mentor one another? You know, the Bible says they'll know we're Christians by our love. And out of that, the highways and the byways and people we've brought in to this family. And as we're going and we're connecting to the cutting edge, the things of what the Lord's doing, you know, that's so contagious. Like the kids at the skate park yesterday on outreach, when we go and, you know, we're talking to them, if you weren't here last night, we're telling testimonies. We're at the skate park and talking to these, you know, 14-year-old guys with skateboards saying, hey, do you want to feel the presence of God? And they say, yeah, sure. So we pray for them, and they're like, wow, I can barely hold my hand up. I feel heat. I'm feeling this in my body. And they're so open to feeling the presence of God just because it's an out-of-the-box idea. Now, Elijah, the mantle was passed from Elijah to Elisha in, you know, when Elijah threw his mantle on him, and then when he was taken up into heaven, Elisha had to reach that point where he had to just really take hold of what was being placed there. He had to say, you know what, like, this is mine, and it's now time for me to step into this and me to strike the waters, and now it's time for me to rise up and be a father. And so that's another part of this process and of the journey, where he just had to take that authority that he had been given. Now, it's interesting when we look from Elisha after him, what happened there, he didn't have a direct successor. And we can read about that. I'm looking for my reference here. I know it's on here. 2 Kings 13. Switch back to 2 Kings if you want to follow along. You guys are doing awesome, by the way. 2 Kings 13, I'm going to start reading in verse 14 and just kind of skim through here a little bit. It says, Joash, the king of Israel, came down to Elisha and wept over his face. And he said, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. So that's what Elisha had said to Elijah when he received the mantle from him. So I think what's going on here is Joash is coming and saying, hey, like, I want to receive from you. I want to go to the next level. Like, I think he was the guy that Elisha's mantle was supposed to pass to, and he was thinking it was going to come the same way. So he kind of said that same quote, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. And then Elisha, he says, take a bow and some arrows. So he took a bow and some arrows. He said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. He put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hand, and he said, open up the east window. So he opened it. And so there's a story about where he gives him these arrows. He says, open up the window, shoot the arrows out the window, shoot some arrows into the ground. We would call this prophetic acts. If you guys are ever praying and you just feel led to do something really weird, like people blow shofars, or they go, you know, we'll go out and, like, people pour oil on the ground, or who knows what else. This is scriptural reference for that right here. So you have permission and freedom to do things that may seem a little strange because it's actually releasing something in the spirit, which was what was going on in this context. And so he tells him, shoot these arrows. And Joash does, but he kind of does it, like, half-heartedly. And Elisha kind of rebukes him, and he says, man, you should have done this a lot more, and you would get a more victory. But now, you know, you're only going to have a partial victory. Verse 20 says, Elisha died. They buried him. Raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was as they were burying a man that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. When the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood to his feet. Fun story, right? Like, when has that ever happened to you? But what that tells us is the anointing that was on Elisha's life, it died with him, and it was in his bones. So this one guy dies, gets stuck down the well, touches his bones. He comes back. Great for him. Bummer was there was nobody living on the earth that had Elisha's mantle to pass from generation to generation. And we talk about stewarding revival from one generation to the next, and we have to have a process of walking with people wholeheartedly, purposefully, as we go and as we do life together, where we're owning the mantle that's on our life, where we're putting that on somebody else, where we're walking with them, where those of us who are receiving that, we're saying, I recognize you, spiritual mom and dad, as authority in my life, and so I'm actually going to sacrifice some of my dreams, and I'm going to come under you, and I'm going to be your servant, and in the process of that, I'm also becoming a son or a daughter, and then I'm going to know my times and seasons when it's my time to take that mantle, it's my time to strike the Jordan, and for me to cross over and go to the other side. And I'm going to have grace and I'm going to have eyes to see that this might not happen the same way it's happened with other people or the same way that God's moved before of the things that he's doing in the earth. You know, the one guy was expecting the chariots of fire to come down or something like that, and he kind of missed what I think could have been passed to him from Elijah. So let's not miss what God's doing and what he's speaking to us right now and what God's always speaking. There's always something that's new. So, Lord, we just posture our hearts, God, just to receive those things that you're sharing, that you're speaking to us in this moment, God. And we just give you permission, Lord, if that doesn't look like it's looked before. Yeah, Father God. We have a few other fun things we're going to do here today. So we're going to come back to some of this, but I'm going to invite Joanne to come and share some words that she has on her heart. We're going to kind of just go into a time of just receiving from the Lord of different things that he's sharing with us. And we're just going to keep having fun. Is that okay? This might be a little bit different flow of service, but we're having a good time.
Hi, I'm Joanne. If you didn't know me, I was here for the conference this weekend.
Yeah, I should intro Joanne. She's a prophetic artist and she's a worship leader. She's an out-of-the-box thinker. And she stretches me in how she sees God and how she sees life and how she doesn't get stuck in religion. And she inspires me. So she just had something on her heart she wanted to share with us today.
Well, first of all, I really wanted to take a moment just to honor you, Dave and Susie, for hosting us this weekend. I have never been to a church where when I walk in, I felt so at home. And so I just want to honor everyone who participated in the conference this weekend and those who really just, you guys have an amazing community here. You guys really are a family. And I felt that as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, I'm home. This is now my second home, even though I've only been here like once. So I just really wanted to honor you guys. When I was praying during worship, Kristen's like, you know, if you want to get a word for the church or whatever, I was like, yeah, sure, okay. I just really saw that there's just something unique about what the Lord's doing in this place. And it's actually funny, when we were watching the video, I was thinking, you know, everyone was following the guy with the drum. Everyone was following the drummer, the one who set his own beat. And that beat was making everything alive. I was like, that's really like this place. This place beats to its own drum, and people are going to follow. And I got a picture of you guys just being a mountain set apart, that this community really is like a pillar in Elk River, but really in Minnesota. There's just so much of the dreams and stuff that are inside each one of your hearts that when you come together as a family, it's really just going to start to spark. And I got like the story of Gideon when he was going against the Midianites, and he had thousands and thousands of people, and God's like, you got way too many people. Narrow it down. And so he narrowed it down more and more, and God's like, you still got too many. Just keep it down. And it got down to like 300 people. And God was like, I only want the ones who are actually hungry. I want the ones who want to be here, not the ones who just show up for battle. And I felt like that your guys' community is a lot like this church. You are those 300. You know, you're the ones who actually want to be here. You're the ones who, you don't just come for church. You come to seek the face of God. And God's like, I only need a few faithful people to change a nation. I only need a few of the ones who actually show up for my glory. And so I just felt that there's such a stirring in this church of people who actually want to be here, that it's so refreshing. Where is the little girl? She's wearing like the pink princess slippers. She's got the Hello Kitty earrings. She was waving a pink flag earlier. Where is she at? Is she in here? No, that's okay. I don't know if you saw before, but there's a little girl up here. She had this pink flag that she was waving around. She was saying, "Mark, get set, go. Mark, get set, go." And she was just like waving that over people. And I was like, wow, that is such a prophetic word over you guys, because there are so many dreams in each one of your hearts. And we were talking about it a lot at the conference, but obviously if you weren't there, I just impart that to you right now in Jesus' name. But, you know, I was talking this weekend at the conference about being free to be who you are, because every single person has a piece of the puzzle that they offer up. And that every single person in here, you have a dream in your heart And the Lord's saying, I want you to be you, and I want you to be able to express who you are in perfect freedom. And when every single person in here becomes part of the family, and you all get to share your strengths, you know, and then when in the areas that you're weak, somebody else comes and say, hey, I'm good at that. And when you guys start working as a family, things just start to happen. So I wanted her to come up and kind of do that little thing. She's not in here, and so that's okay. I'll just declare it over you. On your market set, go. You know, what's the dream in your heart? You know, the Lord's wanting to give you his glory. He really is. He's saying, you're my glory. I'll share it with you, you guys. You are my glory. I want to make you a glorious people, because God's not afraid to give his people glory. And I just really see that he's wanting to raise you guys up, and those dreams in your heart that have been hidden away. So I just want to like set you guys free in the mindset, like go after it, be who you are. Kristen's going to talk like about being a child, and kids just go for it. I mean, if you're seeing these kids up here, this is awesome. I'm so blessed by the kids just being up here. They're just like walking in front of people, you know, like you're preaching a sermon and they're just like walking up like I do what I want. And I know I'm safe here because they know it's a safe place, and they're coloring and they're just expressing who they are. And sometimes I think we're just so timid and we're just so afraid of that, you know, like what if people think I'm this, or what if I'm getting in the way, or, you know, it's like if we hear a baby cry, is the Holy Spirit going to leave the room? You know, I think we think that in so many churches, like if a baby cries, oh no, Holy Spirit, the anointing left. But I just love this. I just love this because, yeah, honey, did you have this flag? Can you just wave that around? Can you go around just waving that around people? I just want to, yeah, can you like go down the aisles? Yeah. Keep waving that. You know, I want to release everyone in here. Just be free like a child. You know, we have sometimes such fear of, it's like fear of rejection or fear of the things that are inside us, because sometimes we're not sure what the Lord's put inside us. And I know Kristen's, you know, you're saying, you know, like everybody's got their own thing. Everybody's got something inside of them to share. Like Elijah and Elisha, they knew what they had. And sometimes we don't always know what we have, you know? And so we're kind of like, I've gotten prophetic words and I think I'm this. But really on the inside, we're like, I'm not really sure I'm this. And there's that insecurity, but children, they know who they are. You give a child a compliment, it's like, hey, you're adorable. They're like, yeah, I know. I'm great. You know, and I see that you give the adult a compliment. Hey, you're awesome. Oh, well, thank you. It's the Lord, you know, which is really code for please don't compliment me, because I'm not very confident in that area of my life. You know, you compliment a child and they're like, yeah, and you want to see what else I can do? You know, but as adults, somehow we lost that. Somehow we're no longer great. We're, oh, yeah, I'm okay in this area, but I could be improved upon. Kids are like, yeah, I got everything. Look at me, I'm great. So I just wanted to encourage you guys in that and just release that over you. Just the freedom to be a child and the freedom to just embrace who you are. And on your mark, get set, go.
Amen. And sometimes when we want more or we need to see what we have, we start by giving away what we have or giving away what we think we have, even if it feels like a risk or feels like a stretch. And when we show up, God shows up, and we're going to be amazed. You know, just yesterday, again, treasure hunts, Tina's testimony about, you know, I had one of our team members do a prophetic drawing for a word of knowledge, and she drew a picture of lungs. And then the Lord, you know, healed her. And, you know, there's no magic formula, but sometimes we just need to say, I'm going to do something concrete today that's different than I've ever done before, and just put it out there and see what the Lord does. And so speaking of those of us who have already done that, I want to just invite the painters to come up who have painted this morning. And I want to hear about your paintings and what the Lord's done. So if you want to come up and grab those. And if anybody else drew a picture today that you want to share with us, that would be incredible. I'd love to hear about it and just see what else the Lord's releasing here today.
Sweet. You want to come up now? You could do a couple.
All right. We're going to start with Josiah.
He is awesome. come on down, Josiah. I like your shirt. All right, can you tell us about your pictures? And here, I'm going to give you the microphone. I'll hold up your picture so we can all see it.
The first one is a shower head, and it's the Lord's glory raining down like a shower head. It never stops, because unless you turn it off, but who would want to turn off a shower head that rains down glory?
Yes. That's awesome. Do you want to do any more?
Sure.
Okay, I'll try it again.
This is a light bulb, but it's not just any light bulb. It's a love light bulb that never stops. It's Jesus' love, but the light bulb never burns out.
Yeah.
It's like the Lord's love, so I had a vision of that.
Awesome.
And then this one is called The Wardrobe to His Kingdom. It's kind of like in Narnia, there's a wardrobe to Narnia. But I had a vision of a wardrobe, and you go in there, and you go to the Lord's kingdom.
So that's just something that he's opened up as an invitation for us today. Like, come in, and it's all open and available to us. Hey, what do you think you want to do with the pictures? Okay, you might give them to people? All right, well, Josiah's going to take these, and he's going to give some away. So he can either pick, or you could try to flag him down if he wanted. He'll work that out. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Okay, so this is God sent his rain, like, during the storm of in the ocean, and then when his rain came, it just sent out his promise, and then it exploded into, you know, the atmosphere, and, you know, this doesn't affect you when you're in this, so, yeah.
Going to go for the wall here at church. Yes. Let's go on this side.
Well, this is basically the middle is God and his glory, and we're all the stars, and I guess this whole conference has been about how colorful we are and how unique we are and how God works through each of us differently. And so, yeah, that's basically the picture, and I have someone in mind that I just met this morning, but I felt God wanted me to give it to her.
Way to go. You've painted, like, what, like 10 times now in the conference, right? Ooh, this one is beautiful. Wow.
This is, I'm sorry. this is Jesus on this side. And a long time ago, the Lord showed me that he took me by the hand. He led me to the cross because I was not saved. It was after my parents died. It was a healing thing for me. And I don't know what I'll do with it. I don't know what I'll do with it, but if I hang on to it for a while, and I'll give it away later.
No, that's a powerful piece. Can I give you a hug? Give you a hug. And so you just painted a picture of something that was a healing vision that the Lord gave to you, and now that's just releasing that just for others to receive that same level of grace. We've been talking about when we create something out of an encounter, it releases the same ability for that encounter to be released for others. So even when we do things out of vulnerability, and it's that risk that you took even to paint that and share that, that releases that grace into the area for others. So thank you so much. We've had people who put art on display in public settings and like courthouses and things like that, and people walk by and it's like, oh, what? Wow, what's that? Because regardless of even necessarily what the image looks like, some are very
detailed, some are very abstract, but just what it's releasing, the glory of God, it shifts something in the atmosphere. People can feel it actually reverberating off the picture. We'll go side to side here. Let's do this side. Tell us what you got, Josh.
Okay. So, during worship, okay, I got here and Sue's just like, hey, Josh, do you want to paint? So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I went up and started painting, wasn't exactly sure what to paint. So then God just gave me this, like, three-colored rainbow, yellow, green, and red. Not totally sure what it means. Then I had just this cross, and there's the blood of Christ is, like, running off of it, just, like, swirling around all over the place, just covering everything. And at the edge of the rainbow, what I pretty much kind of got is the swirling red is pretty much creating the rainbow. And at the end of the rainbow, there's a pot of gold. And it's so packed with gold that it's pretty much blowing up with color. And pretty much the word that I got, what I got is, God, the cross has been conquered, and he's not on the cross anymore, and he's pretty much just like, you don't have to worry about anything. I did it. I have the future of the world planned out. I know exactly what's going to happen. I died for you for a reason. And so the word that I got is, it is done. The cross is conquered. Don't worry.
And I think we, this place, each one of us, I think we're the pot of gold. And we just released that. So don't worry, be happy. That's a good word, Josh.
Ooh, awesome.
Okay. Well, this is the first time I've tried this. So this in the bottom is just a little tiny candle, and that represents each and every one of us. We may feel that we're just a little tiny candle in the big world here. And, you know, initially the world might seem like a dark place, and we've got a lot of challenges out there, and it starts off with just a little bit. We let our light shine just a little bit in this darkness, and then it starts expanding and growing, because whoever we talk to will touch another life, and they'll touch another life. So this little tiny light starts touching more and more people and more lives, and more people get saved and filled and healed, and God gets glorified more and more. And I ran out of yellow. I needed to sharpen the pencil, but ideally this would all be covered with bright yellow here, because it also happens over time. So this is today, as we reach out more and more until finally when Jesus returns, the whole earth will be covered with his yellow glory.
That's a good word. You got to do more of this. Thank you so much. All right, we've got some awesome words for some more kids here.
Tell us what your name is.
My name is Isaiah.
What's this picture about? Go ahead, bud. It's okay. He told me that this picture is Jesus' heart, and that all the different colors are the glory of Christ coming out of Jesus, and that. It's the same Holy Spirit being given, but everybody receives it a little different. And that's what I got from him.
That's really good. Thank you so much.
Do you want to say who you are? That's Morgan.
Does she want to share?
Yeah, she wants to show pictures.
Look what Morgan did. Wow, that's awesome. Oh, that is glorious. Hey, it's the same color as your dress, too, and you're glorious. Thank you both so much. Hey, our musicians. Hey.
So me and Ben got the same thing, and we think it's pretty amazing because it actually fit with the song, but in the kids' bulletin, there's a picture of a duck. So We thought it was pretty prophetic. We got the same thing, and then I did a song on it. So, but I won't tell you what the song's about, so it's a riddle. But
That really quacked me up, guys. I love this church. All right. What's your name? Emily. All right, Emily, tell us about your picture.
Well, the rainbow is like for the color is like purple for royalty. Uh-huh. And the rain is just God's glory coming down on the people. And the cross is to remind the people that God died on the cross for their sins.
Wow. So this is a picture of God's glory raining down upon us as his people. That's good. That's awesome. All right, we've got one more. Hey, princess. How you doing?
I really just don't want
to. Oh, here, can I? You got to hold it. You want to talk into it? I'll let you two do it together, okay?
Hadassah gave me this picture. She said, this is for you. And I said, well, what is it? And what did you tell me?
It's peace.
She said, I wrote it down. I'll be exact here. She said, it's for peace. All right. So, yeah. And then do you want? Okay. You can show them. Just wait. And what's your second one? I asked. She gave me this other one, too. And she said, it's water.
That's good.
All right.
Very good. So we have peace and water. So anybody that's needing peace, or you need a little refreshment, we're just going to release that into the atmosphere. All right, we have a dancer from your congregation who is going to do a dance.
Do you want music or do you not want music?
Music, I don't know if anyone can do.
Do you want to play? Can she just play just background music in general? Can you play the keyboard?
Can we have the keyboard on? And this is one of our new prophetic dancers here in the church. And she's just going to share a dance with us. Do you want to share with us about it before or after? Or both?
I think after.
Okay, she's gonna dance for us. Joanne's just going to play in the keys, and she's just going to release this over us. And she's just going to share with us what this means.
Thank you.
Wow. Let's just let her catch her breath. Let's just release our hands towards Tina and just bless her. Yeah, we just honor you just for who you are and what you carry and the freedom that you release. How and how just quickly you receive and you just give instantly. It's just such a season of increase for you. You got your breath enough to share?
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for this conference. And I just believe that this conference is that impartation happened. And even if you weren't there, you can just grab a hold of it and you can receive it, because the Lord showed me a picture of me dancing with him years ago. And I'd see that, but I'm the one that family, everyone knows I had no rhythm, no training, nothing. And it's just who I was looking at me. And I thought, Lord, that would be so awesome. I would love to do that. But I can't. And in everything in life now, he's showing me, once we take that step, and even if we don't feel like we're capable or we have it in us, if it's a dream in your heart, God gave you that dream, and he gave it to you for a reason, and you're getting healing through that. And that's what's happening. The healing of my lungs, the healing of my wounded heart has happened because it's all God. But God says you have to take an action and you have to take that step. As scary as it is, it's not once you do it. And I'll tell you what, when I was up here dancing, I just get lost in him, and I was always afraid of having my eyes on you or me. But no, when you step into that dream that God has called you to, you will get lost in his glory. And I just encourage you, like that little girl, you know, ready, set, go. Go. I impart that to you, and you will get your healing. I impart that. Just step over. Take that action and go. Go, and you will be healed, and you will be set free in Jesus' name.
Amen. I think you got yourself another preacher here in the congregation. Yes, we have another thing with the dance. I'm sure that's great.
Oh, well, when she started dancing, I just immediately felt like weeping. I just was crying, and I felt the Lord was saying, I'm going to release this greater freedom in you, and you've been holding back, and I just want to release this freedom. And I wasn't at the conference, but I got something. Glad to be here.
Freedom be released, and you've got it. Thank you for sharing that. So we're talking about freedom, we're talking about release, we're talking about a lot of different things we're putting at you. But going back to that video we played at the beginning of the kids running and jumping off the cliff and just being free to fly and free to soar, and going back to what we talked about hearts of fathers and mothers being turned towards each other, we're going to do kind of a prophetic act / short little ministry time up here. And if anybody needs to go, and we've gone past your normal time, I want to honor your time. But what I want to invite and ask for is I want to see all the kids. Who's a kid or a youth in here? You consider yourself a kid or a youth. Okay. If you fit into that category, if you're raising your hand at me right now, I need your help. Can you help me with something? Yes? Okay. Can you come up front here? And I need all your help. And I want you guys to grab a flag. Or if anybody still has bubbles from earlier, grab those bubbles. Or if you drew a picture and you want to grab a picture, we're going to have you guys come line up along the front here. You're my childlike faith army. And anybody else we want to fit into this category, you kind of come on up here too. Now, who's got bubbles still? We got any more bubbles left? Okay, come on up, guys. Let's line up around here. We need some more kids on this side. Okay, let's all move down. Ready? We're going to take a couple steps down. Come on over. Yeah, we got another one here. Okay, who's got bubbles? Wave at me if you got bubbles. All right, let's get the tops off of those and get them ready to go. So what's going to happen is these guys are going to release an impartation for childlike faith because they're kids and they're really good at being free. Are you guys good at being kids? Are you good at being free? Are you good at having fun? Who likes to have fun? Wave your flag at me. All right, so what I want is I want to invite anybody that wants to come up and receive an impartation or you want to be more childlike, I want us to just come stand up here and you can start coming up now. And what's going to happen, they're going to wave their flags, got to wave your flags, blow your bubbles. And I want you just to stand up here and just receive. The kids are going to bless us. They're going to release to us. And then as the adults, so we're going to declare a blessing over them. And we're just embracing this creative move that God's doing. And we're just doing a prophetic act to turn the hearts of one generation to the next. All right, so kids, can you guys be loud? Okay, I'm not sure. Can you be loud? I need like a yes. Can you be loud? Yes. Can you be louder than that? Yes. Okay, I'm going to say some stuff and you're going to repeat it over these guys. Does that sound good? Okay. Does that sound good? Okay. Can you be loud? Okay, on the count of three, we're going to all yell freedom. And you guys are going to receive this, and you're going to receive impartation of childlike faith. Okay, ready, kids? One, two, three. Freedom! So let's say, I release the ability for you to be like a little kid, to be free. And to have fun. And I say, moms and dads, I need you. I honor you. I love you. That was wonderful. All right. Moms and dads, adults, mothers, fathers, anybody that's on this side, we're just going to release a moms and dads. We're going to release a blessing over the kids. Now, before we do that real quick, do I have any one of you kids? Would any of you guys pray a prayer over the adults besides what we just said, the release? Would you? Josiah's going to just pray a prayer. And if anybody else wants to pray a prayer, just anything that's on your heart, just to bless these guys. Because, you know, as adults, we need what you guys have. And we honor you because Holy Spirit doesn't have an age, right? Does Holy Spirit have an age? No. So he's just as powerful in a 3-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 300-year-old, if we could live that long. Okay, so Josiah's just going to pray a blessing for us.
It's short, so.
Great, go for it.
Two words?
Or it can be as short or long as you want. Anything you want to just pray to bless these guys.
Lord, I want these adults to have childlike faith.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a quick prayer you want to pray for them? Okay.
You got one? Okay, we got one more.
I want them to be like kids and be free and dance for Jesus. And help them to just know Jesus and help them to all go to heaven and stay there.
Amen. Let's all live in heaven right now. That's awesome. Okay. All right. So now, moms and dads, we're going to turn our hearts to them. So kids, here's what I want us to do. All us kids on this side. Okay, put your hands out like this. And I want you to close your eyes. And picture like you're getting a really big present. Can you picture that? Close your eyes. It's a picture in your imagination. And the adults are going to pray a blessing on you. And it's going to be like God's giving you a big present in the spirit. So let's just adults, let's just say, kids,
yes.
We honor you.
We honor you.
We need you.
We need you.
We bless you.
We declare our covering
over your lives.
We love you.
We love you.
And who would just like to pray a prayer of blessing over our kids here?
We declare you're blessed coming in, you're blessed going out. You're blessed when you lay down at night, you're blessed when you get up. We declare you're blessed all the days of your life, and you will be fruitful and multiply. You shall prosper in the land. Whatever you put your hand to, the Lord will prosper you in Jesus' name.
Do any other adults want to declare a blessing over our kids here?
And we seal the work of childlike faith in each one of your hearts, that the enemy will not be able to rob it in any shape or form. Childlike faith be sealed in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, so God, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here in this place, for what you're stirring in this place. God, thank you that family is the context for releasing your move, for releasing creativity, God. And we just choose today to just run and leap and jump off that ledge and just go to a new level and a new place with you, Father God. Everything you've sowed, you put into our hearts in this time, God, you're just going to grow up to just be mighty trees in you, Lord. So just come and have your way, Lord. Bless the motorcycles as they go out and everything that's going on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have fun. Let's have fun.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you live in or are planning to travel to the Elk River area, we invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service at 9:30 a.m. each week. For directions and to learn more about our church, please visit our church website at livingwaterschurchelkriver.org.